Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Back again for another episode. Another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edim Yah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very, very thankful. Yes, very thankful to the Most High for this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing, yes, indeed, for the healing of his people. The Most High has told me, yes, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things, yes, that indeed I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could. I said, yes, indeed, some of everything they could. Since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, indeed, if they could. I said, if they could, to destroy. I would say this, my brothers and sisters, because it's very, very important that I do. All manner of injustices. Have been committed in this earth ever since man was beguiled to turn away from the pure, perfect knowledge of what is divine justice concerning, in fact, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High requires of his people. I said, even concerning my brothers and sisters, that all the Most High has said is his divine desire concerning all that he is due as creator. Ever since man turned away from the genuine knowledge of what it is to speak of harmony with the Most High in all things, men have established all manner of adverse ideologies, differences of styles of government, if you will, different concepts of what they men have even called and believed to think of as justice. Nevertheless, there's no question about it, my brothers and sisters. In the end, we will all discern that no one else, I said no one else, but the Most High has and will declare the standard after which man will be found in all things true unto him. I can only tell you what the Most High told me very early on. You must be very, very careful. I said very, very, very careful as to what it is that we join ourselves with while the Most High seeks to confirm in us an absolute sense of what is true to him concerning indeed what is his identity as he would create and form us according to his divine nature. We have to be very, very careful, very careful, lest we lose all sight of identity in this world, and my brothers and sisters be found caught and snared after what is so much worldly adversity, differences of opinion, debate, doubt. We must come to a point of firmity in the knowledge of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, because there are truths that many suspect. But my brothers and sisters, until these ideas not only are considered, not only are suspicion, become a firmity in the mind and heart, my brothers and sisters, the soul of man is still not quite stable before the Most High to be true to all things. You must understand that the gift of Yah, that he prepares us for his kingdom, is a revelation, my brothers and sisters, of an invariant light, and even, my brothers and sisters, an invariant sense of what is justice, true to what he declared from the very beginning. We must understand that many times when the scriptures speak in the context of the Most High saying, I am, as they translated in your King James Version, he said, I am the Lord, I am the Master. How many understand truly what this means in the context of understanding that there's only one sense of genuine divine order acceptable unto him? I've heard others talk about justice in all its forms. That's a joke. In the end of the day, that's an absolute joke. Why? Because it is one who will perform all that is divine pleasure. Listen to me. Many talk about their clamor for justice, being oppressed by a common oppressor, considering that they're a mutual enemy. Well, let's just say because they are mutual enemies against a common oppressor, that they are all just and righteous. My brothers and sisters, it's time to understand and be real about this. I said it's time that we consider what is, in fact, divine realization. My brothers and sisters, the oppressor does not define what before the Most High is considered in all things true to him. In other words, if many invariant groups are oppressed in some like manner, it does not mean that the oppressed are righteous, my brothers and sisters, just because they realize that they are oppressed. I would even ask the question, think about it for a moment. Many of they who join together say against the common oppressor that are variant, differing ideologies. Well, I ask the question, since we saw this thing this weekend, they called the Million Man March, crying out with what they call justice or else. I'd have to ask the question, which one of them could truly be called before the Most High just in all things? They say if they don't, and ultimately with regard to some factions, they don't judge. Because are what they really saying that they're all, in fact, in some way unjust? Or what they claiming to be still each one a representative of the Most High? I ask the question, if they all call themselves just, if they all consider themselves just, I ask the question of them in their differences. Which one, for instance, I'll just give an example, would the native indigenous people of this land like to absolutely be governed by the Nation of Islam? Would the Nation of Islam like to be governed by them? Or let's just say all the indigenous people of this land. Would the Palestinians like the idea of submitting themselves to all that is declared in the Nation of Islam? And I got news for you. A lot of the Palestinians are actually not just seeds of Abraham, but actually have more of what is considered the Kohanim gene for an Israelite than many of they whom are brothers and sisters. In fact, the grand majority of them who have occupied the land coming from the north. It's something to think about. But would they all like to be governed after what is what many in the East call Farrakhanism? Think about it. If they all are just, my brothers and sisters, why are there differences between them? Dare we say, after the one Most High, there are many forms of justice? Dare we say the Most High is divided by those who claim to call upon his name, but after differing standards? Dare we say the Most High will count them all friends? If there are none among them that will seek or fully does represent what it means when the scripture says in Isaiah 59 that Messiah will perform all that is divine pleasure. When it talks about, my brothers and sisters, that in so doing he will put upon himself the helmet of salvation, guarding his mind against every misconceit of man, every fallen standard, a lesser conscience of man, after which there is only trouble and tribulation, and deceit, my brothers and sisters, against the one salvation. He will put upon himself the breastplate of righteousness, guarding his heart. Yes, I say guarding his heart against any fallen standard of man, or any misconceit, or any ideal which does not seek all that is divine will. He will put upon himself, yes, my brothers and sisters, also the sword of the Spirit to discern the difference between what is righteous and what is unrighteousness, and will lift up a standard. Yes, the scripture says against the enemy, against all who would prevent his people from turning toward all that is his righteousness, turning away from all transgression. What does this mean, my brothers and sisters? I said, what does this mean? We must consider, yes, we do seek to act in a civil manner toward one another. We see injustice, and yes, we do stand up against injustice, or let's say injustice, as injustice is defined. Whenever men deny the pure, perfect will of Yah. But in so doing, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand something. We are each held accountable. I said we are each held accountable. If we say we are true to the Most High, if we made an oath unto his name, we each held accountable to seek the pure, perfect will of Yah. Since, I want you to hear me when I say this, Messiah comes to restore the genuine concept of what is true righteousness and true justice and the gospel of peace in the earth. Since Messiah comes to perform all that is divine pleasure, it is certain that anyone who is not he must surely, my brothers and sisters, prepare his heart to receive a greater righteousness than his own. Why? Messiah is sent to perform or restore the true concept of all that is divine righteousness, according to all the Most High declared from the beginning, because others have not done so. And the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, even Messiah himself, we read the scriptures closely, Isaiah 49, Isaiah 50, read it very closely, Isaiah 45 even, what we come to understand is that Messiah himself must hearken to the Most High. Yes. Even Messiah himself, and is appearing even the last day, must hearken to the Most High until he becomes complete unto all that is divine ideal. And if he must do so, my brothers and sisters, certainly no one is accounted righteous because he simply stands against an enemy. Because in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, after the deceptions of the adversary, so many who claim to fight against him or have made an oath against the adversary, are still yet in some way, whether they realize it or not, yet victimized by some misconceit of the selfsame adversary they claim they seek to help men overcome. Did you hear what I said? Still in some way they are yet polluted, defiled, after some form of the hypocrisy and polytheist intrusion as the variant ideals of an adversary. If that were not so, my brothers and sisters, Messiah would not have to come to declare, to declare again to the world that one pure, perfect standard that alone is acceptable in all things to be confirmed before the Most High. Do we dare to say, think about it, Messiah, it is written, Isaiah 45 comes, and he will declare the absolute righteousness of Yah. That's his purpose. The scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Do we really believe, my brothers and sisters, since so many of Satan's angels, messengers, have come as angels of light? In other words, declaring less than all that is the most, that is the direct requirement of the Most High, declaring less than all that is divine obligation, declaring themselves such representatives for the Most High that they don't even tell you about what indeed is the gospel of Shiloh, the expectation of the one whom the Most High sends, that all must convert unto, that all must be regathered unto, who comes in the last days out of the tribes of Judah, out of the tribe of Judah, according to Isaiah 11, to declare that very law after which Israel and Judah shall become one again, though scattered amidst all nations, that very law, my brothers and sisters, which will declare one peace and one justice to all the nations. Well, the question to ask, do we really believe that after that one gospel truth, after which all nations are to be converted, that the variant allegiances, doctrinal ideologies of man, in their partial and polluted forms, should remain, my brothers and sisters? I said, dare we believe they should remain? Or dare we say, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is divided, confused as to what is his righteousness? Dare we say, if we oblige all the variant ideals of man, dare we say that the Most High has lied to those he said he would favor unto the knowledge of the truth? Is truth, after whom is truth defined, my brothers and sisters? Yes, my brothers and sisters, we do seek to act in a way, to think in a way that shows forth the greater light, greater wisdom, a greater sense of justice in an unjust world. But how else shall others come to the knowledge of the truth if we ourselves don't act true to it? Do we think, my brothers and sisters, if we lose all sense of identity while mingled amongst these variant nations, that we shall still be found to be that pure and perfect work that the Most High said that we must still become by faith in him? When I say faith in him, do we really think it's faith in the Most High that we accept everyone's variant idea of what is salvation, what is divine expectation, even what is to be considered, what, divine purpose? Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that declares the purpose of man? I repeat and ask again, who is it that defines what is the purpose of man? Shall those who do not uphold all that is divine will seek to join men under forces against an enemy, while they themselves, my brothers and sisters, are hypocrites, claiming to be true to the holy name, claiming to be true to him whose very name means that he is all that he is, but not seeking all. I said not seeking all that pleases Yah. So as to flatter the injustice of man. Let me tell you something. The Most High desires to see injustice committed against no one but my brothers and sisters. In desiring to see injustice committed against no one, he certainly does not also, my brothers and sisters, he certainly does not seek to see injustice committed against himself. But this world has become extremely indiscriminate. Extremely indiscriminate. Men seeking not to offend men have not been concerned about discerning absolutely whether or not what they do is pleasing or offensive to the One Most High. And as such, this world and its massive differences cannot teach what is genuine reverence. I said it cannot teach what is genuine reverence for the One Most High, simply the way it is. Simply, my brothers and sisters, the way it is. Think about it for a moment. The Most High declared what is his sense of justice, what he expects of man to have in his heart is a mutual sense of justice. From the very beginning, before all these differences of man even came to exist, shall we say that in our forgetfulness or our becoming more and more indiscriminate with regard to what is this, that ancient plan, that ancient and eternal plan, that we are still just to be counted as just if we are negligent and less than dutiful in our, what should be our diligent pursuit of all the Most High decreed? Think about it. He said his Holy Spirit is given for what purpose? To teach all things, to bring all things that the Most High has decreed to remembrance, to declare to us what should be a mutual expectation of our people, even in the future, to rebuke all sin. Do you not understand, my brothers and sisters, that the variant differences of man, differences of opinion, differences of ideal as to what is divine nature? All of that, my brothers and sisters, is sin. It divides mankind after injustice and even causes men to believe a false concept of the Creator himself. And all of this is presumptuousness. All of this is idolatry. It's time we understand what indeed it means when the scriptures tell us that faith comes by hearing a word. I said by hearing a word, it means from Yah. But who, my brothers and sisters, we're looking at Romans 10, is ready to understand what it means when the scriptures declare to us that not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. What is the gospel? The pure rule of the one kingdom, 45,000 denominations declaring their 45,000 denominations declaring their pulpits, across 280 nations declaring their thrones, their purported thrones, forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, cannot possibly be that initial justice and cannot possibly be the word of him the scriptures called the King of Glory. Will not compel men to exalt themselves after their imaginations or vanities. Will not exalt to confirm as true unto the Most High any fallen standard. Nor will he compel any man to give his allegiance to any manner of deceit. Amongst the many of ways that seem right, Proverbs 14:12, Proverbs 16:25, he will not compel anyone to give his allegiance to any standard, my brothers and sisters, that seems right unto men, whose end is still death, whose end, my brothers and sisters, must come to be lest men be constantly deceived. And the Most High has already forsworn that every deceptive standard that does not seek all that he decreed in the law and the prophets, according to their all that is initial meaning, whatever it is, that men will fall victim to, that would deny him, let's just say, a common mutual sense of understanding, cooperation, and all that is the law and the prophets. Scripture said, if any man falls short of this, or is deceived by anyone who would deceive him against perceiving that invariant word that is the light of the world, said, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Is it injustice, then, my brothers and sisters, or is it justice? Which one is it? Justice or injustice? And men have called one another to gather in allegiances to standards less than what the Most High declared, intruded upon after less than what the Most High declared, and calling it all before the Most High his justice? Would a holy man, my brothers and sisters, then according to that definition, would a holy man enlist of those who would be his constituents and friends? Would he compel others to entertain, open up their hearts to every adverse ideal that seems to be a friend because they both recognize a common enemy? Men through the course of ages and their fallen sense of conscience have made all kinds of allegiances. But if man intermingles miscreant ideals, falsehood with falsehood, compromise with compromise, hypocrisy with hypocrisy, partiality with partiality, pollution with pollution, treachery against the pure perfect will of Yah, with other treacheries against the pure perfect will of Yah, is justice accomplished? Ultimately speaking, you have to be wiser than that. I know what the Most High told me early on. So beware. Whatever you join yourself with, become one in spirit. Think about it. Most High is about to lift up a standard when he says, judgment begins with the house of Yah. Many who claim they believe in him, calling them whatever they will. What? Christians? Wow. Not even a monotheist term at all. I said it before, I'll say it again. So many ways the ancient polytheist rulers of ancient Rome and Greece called themselves, in so many ways, anointed after all the variant gods and ideals of men, so as to represent men and gather themselves the power of influence. Politicians, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah of Israel is not the anointed one of all the variant gods of pagan Rome. The Holy One of Israel, my brothers and sisters, is the anointed one of the one. He does not declare many forms of justice to be wise, but from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, he declared eternally only one. Be very careful, as we find ourselves confused. Like I said, the Most High delights in injustice in no form. And though there be many ways in which men transgress against men unto injustice, for Yah, my brothers and sisters, as there is just one Most High, as there's only one plan unto mutual cooperation in his kingdom, as there's just one, my brothers and sisters, law that is lawful, true to all the Most High, according to all that he is due, There indeed, my brothers and sisters, at the end of the day is just one righteousness, one lawfulness, and one justice. And I dare say to you, my brothers and sisters, it's very important that it be said. And the Most High will accept unto his kingdom. I said, though men might threaten and or else, in their demand for justice, petitioning, if you will, Pharaoh to change his ways, Pharaoh who must protect the injustices upon which his kingdom is established. Dare men believe Pharaoh has any intent, my brothers and sisters, to declare to people, let them all know, let it all be known, that at his very foundation, his kingdom is established upon travesty against the will of Yah? Think again. Do we really think, my brothers and sisters, that an unjust system is going to give justice? I can only tell you, as one example, Daniel 8 and 5 through 25. Speaks about this Western polytheist system. And it said once it overthrew what was the ancient Medo-Persian Empire, all prophecy relates that from that time forward, it will be oppressive against men coming to the knowledge of the truth, standing against indeed what is righteousness. There's a real need to look at Daniel 8 and 5 through 25 in the context of what's written, around 1128 or so on through. Well, really need to read most of that 11th chapter of Daniel. Yes, serious need. Because the scriptures relate about once that Western polytheist system comes to power, you'll continue to oppress the people, continue to deceive the people against the sin of what indeed is the righteousness of Yah, until indeed, my brothers and sisters, Messiah comes again. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that all for many ages, well, I'll put it to you this way, the systems of Europe were babbling already. Them coming together, the systems of this world were babbling already, all of them coming to this landmass did not change them from being Babylon. We have to know that. And my brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter is that until we all become true to the will of one, we all have denied the purpose of our Creator. Dare we say that in all our collective injustices, the Most High is inclined to hear our voices? Scriptures do speak of a time when man reconciled to his Creator. To be so succinct in his cooperation, in his diligence and zeal, for the one will of the Most High, discerning against what that will is. Nearly, you might as well say, before even a man asks, the heavens shall answer his people. But what is required, my brothers and sisters, to bring that to bear? Dare men say that they've already comprehended that righteousness? That was so, my brothers and sisters. The many divisions we see among us today that simply not exist. All the arguments that exist among us today, if we did indeed discern what is righteousness, the many differences of opinion that men have expounded upon and exalted and sought to draw others into would not exist. If men discern indeed, my brothers and sisters, what is divine righteousness, would men so quickly walk into the snares with an altered sense of what men call righteousness? Only to be blinded and exploited by the treacheries and, yes, my brothers and sisters, ultimate injustices of something far less. I mean, think about it. I mean, this past weekend is what they call the Million Man March. If the Nation of Islam, I'll put it that to you this way, the Nation of Islam counts Palestinians, and since we saw those groupings cause them just, all the Indian nations, Native indigenous nations of this country are just. Just as when the Pope got together recently, all these things are happening very rapidly now. I said the Pope got together, he came to this country, and he had all the various religiosities all together on a podium together with him, saying pray for their ministries even. Saying all the religious leaders of the world must gather together. What is the faith then? If they all must gather together, who's standing up for what the Most High says is His will in its entirety and its purity? Not long ago, papacy also had many together at the Vatican. World leaders, my brothers and sisters, political, national, religious, from all manner of factions, invited to the Vatican to sit back and talk about how they all seek peace. Who defines peace? Will they ever, in these multitude of differences, agree fully upon the principles of the Most High? Or are these various differences of man defined by how they neglect or in some way twist outside of actual context what indeed is the word of Yahweh? Like I said, not long ago, I spoke about this before. And we have to consider that a holy man will not compel men to entertain all the various ideologies of men and their differences. He who knows the Most High, my brothers and sisters, doesn't open his heart to such debate. Not long ago, the denomination that's accredited, they have foremost, let's just say, history in the proverbial civil rights movement in this country, church denomination. On the very day when the supposed, they call Supreme Court, handed down its ruling that there would be a legalization what they call gay marriage. Wow. Big boom for the so-called LGBTQ, what? Lesbian? Bisexual? Wow. Gay? Transsexual? Queer? Movement? President that pushed that agenda, even saying before he was elected, long before, on a college campus, that obscure verse in the book of Romans that denounces homosexuality, period. He called it an obscure verse in the book of Romans. How is it obscure if you know and are guided by the Most High? Think about it. He had an agenda even then. Regardless of what he might have said, examine closely, my brothers and sisters, why he said what he said in the first place. Upon what instability, my brothers and sisters, against the law of the Most High did he say this? As if to believe that since he called himself a believer, willing to say that the Most High somehow sanctions what the Most High has already called an abomination? Yes, he stood in front of a pulpit. At the epitaphs, the funerals of those dealt in injustice. And what still, in its partiality against divine law and mass misrepresentation of the Creator, is a house of injustice. Oh, you say I might be a little bit harsh in saying so. My brothers and sisters, the Most High has not counted an ally but an enemy any institution. In fact, it said any institution that would deceive his people against discerning what is his perfect will. Scripture says that institution or that man is guilty even unto hellfire. Just because people don't recognize the injustice in the midst with which they give themselves an allegiance does not mean because they don't recognize an injustice as an injustice. And it certainly does not mean, my brothers and sisters, because people call an unjust thing just, that before the Most High it is to be sanctioned. You say you don't call upon his name in vain. What that means is that we must seek absolutely what is his will, lest some fallen standard be a snare unto us, a divide and conquer device against our discerning what is mutual divine cooperation. Lest we be beguiled, my brothers and sisters, to continually even remain liars against the Most High himself. We must petition the Most High to discern how not to lie. Scripture says those who overcome the world, we have no deceit in their mouths. How about none of the false doctrine after this world? But do no iniquity. And the scripture says point blank, speak no lies. Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, that all the variant ideas of this world that men say would fight against injustice are all just, righteous, true to the Most High and all that he decrees? Isaiah 28 says point blank that many of those who seem to be reprovers themselves are drunk. The scripture says they eat immoderately, which means they open themselves to all manner of diverse device, which cannot in all things be pleasing unto the Most High. And they compel men, in fact, to trust in so many illusions that it is asked the question, when Messiah comes to declare the word of Yah, line upon line, precept upon precept, to the measuring line, to the plummet, to its pure, perfect state, how many of my brothers and sisters that have sought comfort in partialities will be prepared to believe him? Declared in Yohanan 17:8-9, that he makes no request for those who would continue to preserve all manner of worldliness. He makes no request, my brothers and sisters, for those who would preserve, and seeing all the variant contentions of this world, would seek to preserve this divisiveness. Most High told me directly that if any man believes a massive contradiction that is this present worldly status quo, believes that that is the work of the Holy Spirit, man hearkening to the Most High, such a one cannot be a disciple unto him, because he will always sit back and protest in some way about what he thinks he knows rather than listen to him who knows all. You have to wake up, my brothers and sisters. You have to surpass this mass illusion. Many forms of injustice, my brothers and sisters, in this world does not mean that the Most High will sanction even any one of them at all. One form of true justice, because the differences of man are injustice. For that reason, like I said again, Messiah comes to perform, to teach, to restore the knowledge of all, I said even all, as it was foretold, my brothers and sisters, all, even all, that is divine pleasure, that whoever believes in him might be made whole again. That's what it means when Messiah said, Yah so loved the world. Can a man be made whole after his own ideas? But whoever believes in him who comes to restore all things, look at Acts 3:18-23, might not perish, but have a chance at everlasting life. Because no matter of contradiction, my brothers and sisters, by principle, no matter of contradiction is worthy to exist as a vexation to the Most High forever. It's time we understand, it's time we discern all these things very well. So, I would like to put a few ideas out there quickly. They say justice or else. Well, what does that really mean? What is justice? What is the just response or demands for justice if ignored? Is each man's personal sensitivities and awarenesses, as each man is inclined to count justice? If not, understand, you have different concepts of justice under many arguments. Is the collective of all these arguments, is it injustice? Is it justice or injustice and oppression? And does oppression shape the Most High's idea of a constant? Listen to me, my brothers. And before all these differences existed, Most High had already declared a decree that unto him, that because he will not profane his name, he will receive from mankind the fullness of what he calls, has decreed to be justice. Or else, my brothers and sisters, man not having overcome the world and not having claimed again the knowledge of that which the world has despised, my brothers and sisters, has not yet become an example of justice at all. And the Most High already said that he would not allow into his kingdom anyone who does not learn his ways, his justice. Psalm 95, Hebrews 3rd. You need to understand that. He didn't say that his ways are defined by the differences of man. In fact, the scripture says many of the ways are seen right unto men. The end thereof is death. Because Yah from eternity, my brothers and sisters, is consistent to a plan that he's determined from the beginning. Dare we say the varying ideals of man shape divine righteousness? Absolutely not. And just put it like this. Is every man's sense of what he feels is right automatically true to all that is divinely due? If that was the case, my brothers and sisters, men would not have to be taught by Yah. If that was the case, the gospel would not have even had to go forth. If the world had converted unto the truth of the gospel, line upon line, precept upon precept, all of the Most High's decreed, could these differences still exist? Could men still fall for this multitude of variant cages, only seeming wise? My brothers and sisters, would you walk into a cage knowing? Would you walk into a cage, let's put it like this, trusting the cager and the jailer, knowing the jailer has no intent whatsoever that you ever survive? It's what each man perceives to be fair. If he does not seek to discern all that is divine intent and purpose, if he does not seek all that is just before Yah, I can tell you right now, no question about it in my mind, knowing what I know of the scriptures, and I would suggest that many of you also take the time out to examine articles on my website, hiddengospel.com. In other words, it relates the hidden ways of the kingdom of Yah. That the scripture said in advance, your rulers would never tell, not your pastors, not your priests. Articles on my website like The Secret City Prophecies, Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation, Gospel of Shiloh, Tribulation 73-365 A.D., Thoughts and Afterthoughts on Contradictions versus Addiction. I say all these things need to be examined. It's all scriptural. The question I ask, if everybody's under the grace of Yah that reveals his truth, even the truth that the world must convert unto in its ignorance, that has for a long time exalted his ignorance, if everybody's under grace, the grace of Yah, that he reveals his law, his faith. Even the truth, my brothers and sisters, is not common knowledge. If everybody claims to be under grace under all these varying teachers that don't teach the whole truth, how is it, my brothers and sisters, that people are simply left lacking knowledge? Scripture says, my people destroyed, divided, contentious even for lack of knowledge. My brothers and sisters, the lack of knowledge is not the grace or the favor of Yah. And the Most High doesn't lie to those whom he favors. So you can simply say, my brothers and sisters, there are many concepts that men call justice in this world, that because the people who orchestrate these things maintain injustice, my brothers and sisters, they prevent others from ever attaining to what is truly the favor of Yah, compelling men against having faith and trust in all the Most High declared. And if they are, my brothers and sisters, who blind the masses or fallen from grace, and blinded to discerning the greater truth because they are blinded to so many, compelling men after a lesser vibration that is not the Holy Spirit, how is the men walking after such as this believe that they will attain to the higher conscience? Listen to me, my brothers and sisters, some of every so-called politicization, form of entertainment, yes, I said some forms of entertainment, and religiosity at its vibrational level has, in fact, a spirit. But my brothers and sisters, whether or not men are compelled to seek all that is divine will defines the nature of that spirit. And if there's something about that vibrational level that seeks to, in other words, vibrational level or device that keeps people from discerning all or seeking to discern all that is divine will, lest men be offended, wow. Like I said, there's a lot of ways that are right before the Most High that men call an offense. If me and my brothers and sisters are gathered together after a spirit that compels them not to seek all divine will, that men have camaraderies, what really have men joined themselves with? Oh, by the way, I'd like to ask a quick question. Maybe somebody can tell me. A little bit, I try to do what I can to try to set this audio system up that everyone hears me as clearly as possible. I tried a few different settings tonight. Maybe somebody can tell me what they're hearing. I know that BTR is not using that high definition system that they were using for a little while until they get it all set up. But like I said, I'm trying to make the best of the signal that goes out to the masses. With the equipment that BTR is using, that everything be as clear as possible, because it's very important that the things I say not be misconstrued. So, maybe somebody can pop up a note. Can they let me know about the clarity of what they're hearing? Okay. Think about it. The script says the gift of Yah is an invariant light, an invariant word. Dare men say that a mass of variations, variant ideologies and doctrines is his gift, that men might contend with one another? I would say, my brothers and sisters, I need to think again concerning this. Like I said, do we dare think it's the variant ideals of a worldly status quo that the Most High calls just? In other words, everybody learn to get along together in their differences because they don't seek the fullness of divine will? I want you to think about something. Maybe I need to put this up. Maybe it's something, well, I know it's something that needs to be looked at and given a bit of consideration. I know it is. The Most High considers not just he, but all his creation, I said, all his creation, he considers to be, if you will, my brothers and sisters, all the Most High has created mandates to all else that he has created. according to his purpose, as something to be conformed with. Let me see if I can explain what I mean by that. Whatever is eternal, according to the very definition of certain words in Hebrew, whatever is decreed eternal, whatever is decreed in harmony with the Most High, whatever is decreed remains according to his purpose, is a ruler. The very Hebrew word ed actually has that meaning. Whatever the Most High declares is an eternal testimony as to his majesty and glory, is counted a ruler. So when the Most High says such things as I am, as people have read it in the King James Version, when he says I am the Lord, he is talking about, my brothers and sisters, that man is commanded to be conformant to divine purpose according to all that the Most High has created. For the Most High created all things to function together cooperatively in harmony. If man is not true to that dictate, not true to his appointed stewardship, to be true to all the Most High has decreed, my brothers and sisters, shall men say that being unfaithful, not seeking how to have harmony, and all the things the Most High has created to prepare, to, let's just say, establish the perpetuity of divine construct and justice. Dare men say if they don't seek how to do that and how to be true to the beauty of the Most High and declare from the beginning that he's still to be kind of just? I say, think again. Ah, I see a couple of notes there in the chat. Thanks for letting me know, Mama B. And IYWAEO and Yahweh are one, another name there. Everybody tell me they hear me just fine. It's great. Thank you. I'm looking at something here because it needs to be looked at. Isaiah 44th chapter talks about how Messiah will ultimately, at the hand of the Most High, declare the establishment of Jerusalem. And it's important that we understand something very powerful about what's said here. Isaiah 44:26 says, the Most High will confirm the words of his servant, form the counsel of those who have his message, to say, Jerusalem, you shall be inhabited. Jerusalem means city of peace. Translators, I think, did a weak job when they just translated this word as inhabited, not saying that's not what it means. It means that Jerusalem shall be a dwelling place, something in which people shall be able to dwell. How about, my brothers and sisters, not just dwell, but dwell, my brothers and sisters, at peace together. Thou shalt, and it says Jerusalem shall be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah, the city from whence the law of the Most High shall go forth. Send all the cities of Judah, a city of all those who be ruled after the law of the Most High. You shall be built, and I shall raise up the decayed places thereof. My brothers and sisters, more than just the rebuilding of Jerusalem as a nation, Jerusalem as a city, is to govern all nations. It's talking about the restoration of a conscience. But the word inhabited there, if they were to tell you all that is meant by it, it has much more meaning, my brothers and sisters, than just a place where people dwell. It means something that must abide, that lives. The very word for life, dwelling, something that abides forever, is that before the Most High, it has no contradictions in it against his will. The very word there means that there'll be a convening of the people, an abiding of the people, that they might remain, that they might endure, that they might dwell together, my brothers and sisters, that they, listen to me now, one of the definitions of the word is not only inhabit, But let us examine further the meaning, considering that Jerusalem is called the city of peace. My brothers and sisters, one of the other definitions of this word, it relates the idea that what? That the people be married there? How about covenanted? Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? That the people in it be covenanted. How about a people made one with the Most High? Cooperative, believing, trusting together. What the scriptures say in the name of the Most High, we must all be of one mind. Well, my brothers and sisters, the word there for inhabited means that you're saying to Jerusalem, you should be inhabited. My brothers and sisters, and we know now that there are various factions in Jerusalem now, that my brothers and sisters are far from peace. That word, my brothers and sisters, also means that Jerusalem might be a place where the people might be at peace, remaining, reposed, settled. How about my brothers and sisters retired from all strife? How about my brothers and sisters true to divine rule? And if they didn't, my brothers and sisters, relate that connotation ultimately, something is greatly missed. I would have you to consider Isaiah 45. I'll go back a little bit further. 45:16. Say they all should be greatly ashamed. Confound all of them will go to confusion together. Confusion together. Fusing together a multitude of varying ideals and not discerning what is divine absolute. Luke, to say they're all makers of idols. Do you not understand, my brothers and sisters, that man makes a standard after conceits of his own heart and his presumptuousness and hasty conclusions, not true to absolutely what is divine will. It is, in fact, my brothers and sisters, idolatry. The worship of the thoughts of men and not Yah, because the Most High, my brothers and sisters, does not declare to any of those who would be his servants that they should confuse men's concepts of what is divine will and purpose. So they also go to confusion together, even destruction together. That's the word means. We're makers of idols. My brothers and sisters, the people put a little piece from here and a little piece from there and a little piece from somewhere else and construct for themselves a God or a standard. And my brothers and sisters, the places that they got these ideas from were not from the conscience of Yah, or something less than his conscience. Brothers and sisters, the Most High told me anytime man is subject to any conscience less than the Most High, it is trouble, it is tribulation, it is injustice. So let's consider 45:17. But Israel shall be saved. How about delivered from all that stands against peace? How about delivered from every misconceit that causes people to, and their hasty conclusions not to see the greater dimension. Humble before the Most High, curious before the Most High, respectful of the Most High, compelling men therefore to seek and finally be able to reasonably open their eyes to finally believe what is true to the Most High. It says Israel shall be saved. How about my brother and sister's mind, heart open to the fullness of all that is divine will? Everyone prepare my brothers and sisters to reason together according to all that from the beginning he declared, Yah declared. Israel should be saved in the Most High. How about with the Most High, true to the Most High, true to all that is his will? And notice what I'm saying here about this word Lord in a minute. You should not be ashamed. How about fall short of his name? Ashamed, ashamed. Not shall fall short of what the Most High declares for his people and all that he is, nor confounded. How about established upon varying foundations, none of which are stable, world without end? Wow. Oh, that you just kept his commands, but declared from the beginning, your peace would be eternal, like a river. But thus said the Most High that created the heavens. Created heaven and earth. Created the first, second, and third heaven, if you will. I tell you that in the Hebrew mind, the first word for heaven relates basically, in many respects, my brothers and sisters, terra firma. What is, let's just say, even the variant land masses, land and sea that we see, the immediate firmament of the skies that we see. First heaven, third, second heaven, my brothers and sisters, the higher, if you want to call it, the higher cosmos. Third heaven is where the Father and all his angels and all that are of him reside. But he said the Most High created the heavens. He made and formed the earth also and made it. He created. He created it not in vain. He created all things to be in order then. All things unto the performing of his purpose. He formed it to be at peace. The whole entire cosmos, my brothers and sisters, macrocosm, microcosm, the entirety of it all that he created. He created after his mind. In the beginning was his word, his plan, his idea, his purpose. It was created all to be in harmony with the Most High. The entirety of it all at the decree of one. Without him there were nothing made that were made. And in him was life. It's the pattern, my brothers and sisters, of consistency. After all the Most High mandated that he must see this universe bring to bear, that alone shall survive. So that light, that invariant truth, is life, even the life of men. Men's opportunity unto existence. Man was not created to function outside of harmony with the universe, but totally in harmony with it. I can tell you about an experience I had upon coming to certain realizations that I knew that at the time many walking around have hardly a clue. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, about something that happened years ago. It was like to the farthest reaches of the universe, everything in the universe crying out at once, "He knows!" Like, now we can tell him something. A word, my brothers and sisters, the Most High gave me. Yes, a word the Most High gave me that is clue to discerning it, foundation. The majesty of all the Most High has decreed after the magnificence of his mind to discern it rightly. But to know what, my brothers and sisters, I said to know what is said and not know why it is said. It's to miss the point. He said he formed all these things to be at peace. He is the Most High who set all in order. And there is none else. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, there's only hope for life in harmony with all things is defined purely and perfectly what is harmony with him. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand that. The Messiah comes himself to reestablish on earth. Did you hear me? Messiah himself comes to reestablish on earth. What is that standard? He comes to perform all that is divine pleasure, all that pleases Yah, that all should see what that is again, denying or neglecting nothing. Isaiah 19-21 actually says that anyone who would deny any part of that standard will be counted an enemy. Acts 3.18 says Messiah comes for the restitution of all things according to all the Most High spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. And whoever will not hearken to the prophet that declares that testimony, yes, we're talking about Messiah returned again. He said be cut off from among his people. It will be no other but one who sits upon the judgment seat who will decide whether man's heart is in all things true unto the Most High. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who look forward to that day. Because I dare to say to you, my brothers and sisters, that anyone, I mean anyone, will seek to be justified by any lesser standard is not worthy to be counted among his people. In other words, what I'm saying to you, if you were to find out from him by his kindness that you have been deceived your entire life, foolish for your entire life, my brothers and sisters, far better to declare Yah is just and right, as he is, and all he has ever said, does, and will do, then account yourself one who will stand as an adversary against his justice. But man's concept of justice is so many times formed outside of context of giving consideration of all things the Most High said must be considered. Justice, my brothers and sisters, is a consideration and a respect for all the Most High himself has decreed. So I ask the question, my brothers and sisters, dare we say that we're kind of wise before Yah, allies of the Most High, knowing that it's Messiah who must come to perform all that is divine pleasure? If we sit back and talk about being in all things wise before the time, that's not what 1 Corinthians 3:17 says. So if any man consider himself wise in this world after the divisions of this world, the indiscriminate then teaching of this world, falling short teachers of this world. Any man consider himself wise in this world, let him consider himself a fool, that he might become wise. He said, let us not count ourselves so wise before the time when Messiah himself comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise Yah. Well, my brothers and sisters, dare we say that if we intermingle a multitude of differing ideologies, and everyone accepts these differences, that it is Yah that we have praised, upholding then a multitude of contradictions. Yah is as he is, not as he is not. Many are the ways that seem right unto men, but the end thereof is death. Many are the ways that seem acceptable to men, but the Most High, my brothers and sisters, will not with these be pleased. Divine sense of what is divine identity, and a constant seeketude for what is in fact true to the Most High according to all that is his name, must be the deliberation of us all. We're all obligated to seek that. Else we all be counted in many respects, my brothers and sisters, for not respecting the Most High enough enemies. In fact, my brothers and sisters, it is our lack of knowledge and our lack of diligence that preserves animosity, man against man and man against his creator. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, what I'm talking about here. Listen what the scripture says, Isaiah 45:19. I've not spoken in secret in the dark place of the earth. I've said not to the secret of Yaakov, send the sons of Yaakov to seek me in vain. How about after the confusions of man? The Most High speak righteousness. In other words, his testimony is a declaration of all that is to be considered. And that is what is right. So he tells all the nations to assemble themselves and draw near together. How about my brother says, I didn't say after a multitude of divisions. Are preserving their divisions, not being converted. But my brothers and sisters, not applauding what is the construct of man, what the Most High himself has decreed. 45:22, he said, look to me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am the Holy One, and there is none else. And I've sworn by my, did you hear my brothers and sisters, he said? I've sworn by myself. How about all that he is? With the word has gone forth out of his mouth in righteousness. And shall not return, that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in the Most High have our righteousness and strength. Even unto him shall mighty men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. And the 45th goes into the 46th chapter, where the Most High says absolutely he will send that one who will declare again. He will send that one who will declare again what indeed is righteousness. I would have you to consider, my brothers and sisters, the Most High created all things to be at peace. Do we intermingle, my brothers and sisters, men tolerant of every different idea? I said tolerating. That's what some people say, but it winds up people just intermingling of many variant ideas and daring to call them wise. My brothers and sisters, I say that whenever man's sense of reason is not founding on initial foundation, so many ways can everywhere be twisted out of context. But it says in 45:9, woe to him that strives with his maker. Hey, the only offering the Most High would accept of this world is peace, perfect cooperation with himself. Anything that will not seek all that is his will strives against him. He did not say he would identify himself with all the differences of man. Woe to him that strive with his maker, or shall the potsherd, in other words, already broken, not far from being cast aside, pot, strive with other potsherds in the earth? In other words, all men seeking not to be ridded unto what is acceptable unto survival, all tainted and polluted, because I understand, in the Hebrew mind, earthenware pot that becomes scored needs be destroyed, lest the whole people be infected. Shall a thing, my brothers and sisters, not far from destruction, say to its maker? In other words, the Most High wants to use it and create or make something of it worthy. Shall the thing, my brothers and sisters, not far from destruction, argue against him who would save it, or who would cleanse it or make it worthy to be called a habitation? Give me, my brothers and sisters, for his word and his spirit. 45:10, woe to him that says to his father, what are you begetting? Or to his mother, what are you bringing forth? Thus says the Most High, the Holy One of Israel, his maker, the one who makes of the dust, get my point, the clay and the dust, something viable unto himself. Thus says the Most High, the Holy One of Israel and his maker, you are to ask of him concerning his sons, his people, and the works of his hands, how all things are to work together, and we are to function in harmony with that making. Or dare men say that they command the Most High? Do we forget, my brothers and sisters, the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof? I want you to consider. He said, he made the earth and created man upon it. Even his hand stretched out the heavens and all their hosts, as he commanded. And he will raise up a man in righteousness and direct all his ways. Scripture says he will build the city of the Most High. He will declare the gospel, the pure fullness of the way of the kingdom of Yah beyond all kingdoms. Read Isaiah 52 and understand what I'm talking about. How beautiful above all the mountains, all the kingdom is the feet, the dominion of him who publishes glad tidings. How about the sure way of the kingdom of Yah who publishes peace? And it says, my brothers and sisters, ultimately he would do this not for a price nor for a reward. How about not for a bribe? Says the Most High. I want you to consider a few points. We don't have a lot of time left on the show tonight, but there's a few things I'd like to say more about this. Probably don't have enough time. I see that now. There won't be enough time to declare it all by any means, because it's actually about, well, what's remaining of these notes is only about a page and a half. But a single sentence on there could probably elaborate upon for hours if I had the chance. What is true justice before the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is no less than all that is necessary to restore full reconciliation after the pure, perfect will and plan and purpose of the Most High himself. And only seeking that fullness is atonement unto repentance. Only seeking all that, my brothers and sisters, declares man truly steadfast unto all that is, my brothers and sisters, the glory of the holy name. The Most High didn't say in the judgment he would defend and protect anything but that which is worthy unto that name, and he signs no contract not true to all that is his will. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. If none stand up fully for all that is divine will, as justice was decreed from the beginning before all our differences, this suit of sense of justice, my brothers and sisters, does not declare justice before the Most High. Most High declared just before all these differences came to be. And if none will stand up for all that is divine justice, my brothers and sisters, none of us is worthy to be confirmed in all things true unto the Most High. When he said that he is one, and we must seek him with all our minds, hearts, soul, and might, we must love him. It says we must love him, then seeking him with all our minds, hearts, soul, and might, that nothing of ourselves be an obstacle. That we must do to show love to one another, because if we exalt a standard that will not bring forth light, what else have we done but exalted the plans of death? So the scriptures relate that the Most High must send one who has chosen to perform all that is pleasing to him, all that sets all things again in order. And he must do it because others simply have not, or haven't discerned, or been diligent enough to discern how to. So he sets the standard. And the scripture says that he will set that standard, and all who will not be found true to it will not be found just. So the Most High declared justice or else. I said the Most High has declared justice or else. Or who has the greater right, my brothers and sisters, to declare it? If all are found unjust, who is worthy, my brothers and sisters, to cast the first stone that would truly, genuinely eradicate the injustice? Scripture did not say, my brothers and sisters, that we should not seek what is just, but that we must. Because the scriptures tell us that it's only those who seek and will perform all that is his will that he will give authority over all the nations. That means, my brothers and sisters, to eradicate every form of injustice, declare, in fact, what is justice in the earth. And the whole world is being robbed, and that men are not taught to expect the Savior who is appointed unto this divine ideal. Here, my brothers and sisters, all men are being robbed for not knowing how to expect one called the righteous Lord of glory. A lot to be understood about Isaiah 49. A lot to be understood about what I call the secret city prophecies. You'll find it Isaiah 19. How about Isaiah 24 to 27th chapter, Numbers 24, 14, 17 through 19, Zephaniah 2:15 through 3 and 6. Oh, all the way out to the book of Revelation, 6 chapter, 6, 12 to 7, 17, 16, 12 to 21, 19, 18 to 25, much of what's in Revelation 10th chapter, much of what's written in Matthew, Matthew 24, Luke 17, Luke 21, Mark 13. Oh, so many ways that these secrets are there that they didn't tell you. But on my website, hiddengospel.com, there's an article called Secret City Prophecies. They explain so much of this. And who Messiah is, that you should know how to expect him. Because since Satan's ministers have come as angels of light, exalting lesser standards, certainly Messiah must come to expose all unrighteousness. In fact, he declared the gospel of the kingdom of Yah that is fully the highest conscience, fullest conscience unto all, fullness of conscience the Most High intends, that he released those who are captive to any form of stagnation, any form of fallen standards with which the Most High cannot be pleased.
90 seconds.
Release the captives and open the eyes of those who have been blind. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, in Hebrew mind is considered darkness and blindness to be subject to a multitude of confusions which by no means declare the pure, perfect light of truth that would set men free to discern the difference, to be able to perform. But indeed, before the Most High is wise. Because there's only one ultimate, and one, my brothers and sisters, who decides to unto whom he will reveal it. We need far more, my brothers and sisters, just the capacity to read words on a page. We need the spirit of him, my brothers and sisters, who dictated these words, lest we be like so many others who compel the masses to continue along the paths of injustice. We have to become so much like the one that was called Yohanan. They called him John the Baptist. He said, I must become lesser and he greater. If we uphold any form of injustice, we uphold obstacles against ever becoming just. While rather than exalting Yah, we exalt ourselves. I heard an Islamic leader today talk about what he called justice in all its forms. Justice? What else is that, my brothers and sisters, but ignoring the fact that Yah himself is the only Savior, and Yah alone declares what is just. One Yah, one Most High. We talk about another form of justice, my brothers and sisters. We deceive ourselves after so many varying obstacles. You know, I find it a shame, and I give myself a few more minutes, but I'm about to sign off. You know, I find it a shame that folks, some of which indeed may be descendants of the elect people, scattered among the nations, blinded after allegiances to the devices of men and not understanding how, so often upholding ideals that after which they might exalt themselves, blind the masses and never know it. I can only tell you Isaiah 57, if they were to tell you what's really down there in the text, it says Messiah will return and tell his people, you become like the Gentiles. In fact, if you become one of them, and that you praise their kings, how about you exalted their many variant ideologies? He said whoever would trust in them, and he was talking to his people scattered across all the nations under all manner of variant altered ideologies. He said if you trust in them, you'll all be swept away like wind and vanity, swept away like them. But those who put their trust in him shall inherit the land and possess his holy mountain. Dare men believe that their efforts to talk about peace and justice while ignoring the Most High and his fullness? Dare they say, my brothers and sisters, that after this injustice, they have before the Most High favor? I know a lot of folks sit back and say, well, it's hard for us to organize and to gather numbers. Because few are they who find the path and are ready to believe and walk upon it. A brother and sister, a righteous man would seek to uphold and help wherever he can, wherever there's injustice. Or let's just say help to overcome wherever there's injustice. My brothers and sisters, in his so doing, he seeks to make it known that there's a higher justice beyond us all. That if we were indeed to walk in it, the Most High would truly bring forth justice in the earth and find us worthy to live beyond all those who oppress, even to remove the oppressor. But like I said, I think it's a shame that so many who may well be descendants of the elect, chosen people of Yah, find themselves today caught after pretentious false revolutionaries, blind to the greater wisdom of Yah, establishing a multitude of man-made status quos, camps, of brothers and sisters where the truth is not known and is not fully sought because they exalt themselves that they already know. Far from meek in the meekness and humility required to seek the Most High. Because my brother says, if you seek the Most High to exalt yourself and not him, do you think the Most High finds you worthy of his spirit? He said, if any man be double-minded, let him not think he receive anything from Yah. If you ask for his word only to twist it to your own advantage, does he find you worthy of his spirit, to receive his spirit? Absolutely not. You must discern, my brothers and sisters, first that this whole world has been a lie. Yes, I said that all that this world has taught upon its current foundations is a lie. It's what you must do to begin to understand, or else the Most High finds you still, yes, kind of among those unstable that might seek to take his words and twist it after somebody else's ideals and never be true, or one found worthy as one who would preserve the integrity of his word. But many of my brothers and sisters are caught in camps, saying that they are Hebrew, saying that they believe, saying that they would exalt righteousness, but wouldn't recognize it if it were right in front of their face. And they're snared, my brothers and sisters, today, after those who would never teach all that's contained in the law and the prophets. Children of darkness, keeping the people confused, never discerning where they fall short. Damned in a love of lies, pretense. And my brothers and sisters, while they might keep the days, have never ever kept truly Shabbat, or feast, or new moon, holy unto the Most High. Caught after treacheries, my brothers and sisters, unprepared for the coming of the Son of Man, who will expose whoever it is as unjust, who did not seek all his ways. Malachi talks about he would destroy out of the temple whoever's caught his people the ways of a foreign god. Talk about he would destroy whoever has taught people to be partial in the law. He would destroy the temple, ultimately every one of my brothers and sisters who has compelled men to be treacherous against the covenant he gave to the ancient patriarchal fathers. Whoever that causes a division among his people to forget the covenant after which he married together his people, Israel and Judah. He said, whoever, my brothers and sisters, would wear robes of supposed righteousness, a priest or leader, wearing a robe seemingly of authority, but seek to hide his injustice behind that robe that men don't see it, seeing that all the varying ideals of men, deviant ideals of men are somehow good before the Most High, and that men don't discern the Lord of glory. When they put down God of judgment, it means the same thing as the righteous. The one called the Lord is our righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 23, it means the same thing. Talk about the Lord whom you should seek, that you discern what is just beyond all others. What's the scripture saying in the book of Yohanan 3:14-24? It says, whoever would do good works would come into the light. Come unto the righteous one then. Seek his testimony. Let it be assured that what they do is true to Yah. That's the one for whom you should be seeking. That's the one the scriptures talk about in Isaiah 40:27 when it says that it talks about how man has thought himself just and the Most High in some respects unjust. It has been so long before the receiving of his reward, what man thought he was worthy of as a reward. But it's not the Most High that has forgotten his covenant, my brothers and sisters, it's man. Therefore, seeking to exalt lesser standards, he has not discerned the need to await the one who will reprove all your rulers for having taught lesser standards in the first place. If your leaders didn't tell you that, my brothers and sisters, they didn't tell you the gospel. The Messiah said he would tell many who stood upon faulty foundation, not seeking all that is his pure word, his perfect word, his good and acceptable word. He will say to them, keep away from me, you who work iniquity and equity and justice and uncleanness then. He will say to them, I never knew you. In other words, you never had an association with him. Meaning that though they might declare the words of Scripture, not discerning them in the context that the Most High himself would teach, they lied. He said that he would write his law upon the minds and hearts, and they should no longer teach every man his neighbor, saying, know the Most High. For the Most High himself will reveal himself. And it's only those, my brothers and sisters, who hearken to that higher revelation will be counted those steadfast in their understanding. Messiah said, there's many things that I long to tell you, but you cannot bear receive them yet until the comfort of the Holy Spirit has come. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, the same thing the Apostle Shaul said in the second chapter of First Corinthians. He said he desired that your faith not rely upon, if you will, the eloquence of men, but the power of Yah. Yah himself revealing himself. Because if there will be amongst us, both to the divisions among us, Scripture says in 3:1-4, we're still yet carnal, worldly. And if we exalt this multitude of differences that come as a result of a carnal mind, blocked and constrained against perfect divine will, the Scripture says, indeed, my brothers and sisters, being worldly, how about believing lies, like I said in 2 Thessalonians, still damnedly departed from his will. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who realize the need to transcend all this, to know that institutions who were joined together, not seeking to establish indeed what is divine identity, recognize that those institutions cannot be the true holiness of Yah. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who know to discern him or seek him, prepare themselves to discern him, to declare righteousness above them all according to all that is written. Articles on my website like Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectation. Article there called The Secret Name. Article there called The Secret City Prophecies. Articles like Tribulation 70 to 365 AD that declare how this world got into this fallen state in the first place. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, if all the world had accepted the pure, perfect word, these divisions that deceive mankind, claiming to be righteous, would not exist. A world would have conformed to the will of one. A non-conformant world declares that it has not been true to the gospel. Who will understand it at this time and will be prepared to hear him who indeed, after the Spirit of the Most High, preaches the gospel? Not the spirit of disobedience like they talked about in Ephesians 2, but who will indeed teach the Spirit after the Spirit of the Most High to see beyond all that ordinary eyes see and judge as wise, to expose every wicked or lawless way, to declare the one way, my brothers and sisters, that should be rest and peace. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that's prepared to seek him? Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Meehan of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, under his absolute and blessed praise always. Hallelujah! I thank you all again, my brothers and sisters. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Under his might, his honor, and praise always. Yes, indeed. Under his praise. Under his honor. When we say such words as Shalom and Hallelujah, that's reason to realize it's under honor of the Most High. And only that, my brothers and sisters, is true praise under the peace with which we would bless the holy name. And beyond all divisions and efforts of men to divide, love, honor Yah unto the goodness and the blessing of one another.